USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Israeli airstrikes have destroyed homes in Gaza as rockets sent to southern Israel persisted, raising fears of escalation in a conflict that has claimed 15 lives so far. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of Hamas and a wave of strikes that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. Hamas appears to be on the sidelines, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. In Europe, Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. The two cities have been considered key targets of Russia's ongoing offensive in the eastern part of the country. Taiwanese officials say that China's military drills appear to be simulating an attack on the self-ruled island following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The president of the Navajo Nation was among those almost hit when a large SUV barreled through an event in western New Mexico, injuring at least 15 people. Police have a suspect in custody.
A wrong-way driver and three passengers are in custody after recklessly driving through a Navajo Nation parade in New Mexico Thursday evening. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay $42.5 million in punitive damages to the parents of a child killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. That's on top of the $4.1 million he must pay for the suffering he put Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis through for claiming that one of the deadliest school shootings in the nation's history was a hoax. The total, $49.3 million, is about a third of what the parents of six-year-old Jesse Lewis was seeking. The trial marks the first time that Jones has been held financially liable for his comments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A lightning strike in our nation's capital this week was a deadly one. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reports.
3 people were killed just outside the White House, and one more was crucially injured when they were struck by lightning as they stood beneath a tree in Lafayette Park.
We are saddened by the tragic loss of life after the lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Our hearts are with the families who lost lives, who lost loved ones, and we are praying for those still fighting for their lives.
White House Press Secretary, on average, lightning kills 23 people each year in the United States and more than 2,000 globally. The death brought the number in the U.S. killed by lightning in 2022 to 11. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The 2024 Republican convention will take place in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin is a key swing state that was supposed to host the Democratic convention in 2020. The COVID pandemic shut down those plans. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel calling Milwaukee a world-class city during the RNC meeting in Chicago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Listen to our reports anytime, anywhere at USARadio.com. Be sure to find us wherever you get your podcast as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.